Many Christians don't like to face this, but it needs to be said nonetheless. In the wake of the EU referendum and Britain's coming out, we need to be aware of what Satan's global plan is for mankind. And for those of you who are not aware, his global plan is one world domination. And so if he can get the nations to join together and then fail in their joining together, he's already got a conglomerate where he can bring his prince into to reign and to rule for a short time. The one I'm talking about, of course, is the Antichrist, the other than. And he will have his high priest, the prophet, the religious system. So we will have one world religious system, one world monetary system, and a one world government. Make no mistake, beloved, this is not just about a few nations getting together against a common foe or trying to make things work economically. Behind this is the arch planner himself, who still, despite everything, thinks he can overthrow God's reign and rule and judgment upon him. And as Christians, we need to be aware what's going on in the spiritual realm. So every time we can thwart his purposes, like bringing Britain out of the common market, we've got one in the eye for the enemy. This is why prayer is so important for us. We need to find out what God wants to do in any given situation and then ask him to do it. None of us should ever be confused about who God wants to lead our country, who he wants as Prime Minister, or in the United States, who he wants as President. We need only ask. In that way, we don't get embroiled in political argument. We simply vote the way that we've been shown to. What an awful lot of travail and fret we could save ourselves if we would go to prayer. I urge you to find out what's going on in these days and where it's all headed. Because as Jesus is raising up his bride, so there is a counterfeit being raised up by the enemy. And for a little while, the battle will be intense. But the outcome is not in question. The victory has already been won. If this whets your appetite for finding out more, I suggest you go into the website www.psalm131.com and have a look at the studies on the book of Revelation, which will be a revelation to some. There you will find special topics on Revelation, and you'll also find a verse-by-verse study going through the book. That will bring your heart to a place of peace and rest about what is going on economically and politically and worldwide. Because our God, you know, is in control. God bless you.